gentlemen, we go to the scorecards after 12 rounds of boxing. Adelaide Bird scores it 118 to 110 for Canelo. Dave Moretti scores it 115-113 for Triple G. And Gontrella scores it 114-114, a three-way split. This is officially a draw.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah.
The only one that is happy after a draw is somebody that bet on one side and that one side might have lost. I remember I did that with Evander Holyfield and Riddick Bowe back in the day. I think I said that if Evander Holyfield lost, I would eat a 8x10-inch piece of white paper on the air, okay? And Holyfield was getting his head handed to him. He was getting clean, his clock clean, and I think when they called it a draw. So anyway, I skated on that one. Last night's fight, of course, Adelaide Bird scoring the rounds 10-2. For Canelo Alvarez is a bit of a stretch, I believe, and I looked at the fight myself, and although I think that Canelo Alvarez won and should have deserved to walk away with the decision there, 10-2 was a bit of a stretch. Now, the man that knows more about boxing than I'll ever know, he's taught me what I know, but not all that he knows. We'll talk about the great Hector Martinez. Hector, your overall analysis, Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez, 2017 Fight of the Year?
The year's not over, so I really can't answer that yet.
Interesting. Okay. Year's not over. Bottom line is, though, did it deliver? I mean, this was a pay-per-view event. Did it deliver in your mind?
It sure did. It sure did. Without a doubt, both the fighters came in there and they gave it all their best, and we got to see a good fight for boxing.
Okay. Why, you were critical of Gennady Golovkin, still undefeated now with the draw, 37-0 with the draw, Canelo 49-1 and 2, I believe. You were critical of Triple G after the fight, and you had picked him to win the fight. Why were you critical?
I was critical because I believed that Triple G was going to knock him out. I was really impressed that Canelo made it 12 rounds, and not just because Triple G didn't knock him out. Do I believe that Triple G didn't win the fight, but he got outboxed last night. I believe Canelo took him to the lion's den. Canelo went back himself up to the ropes and told Triple G, come on, give me what you have. And Triple G did not display what he's used to doing, beating somebody up, taking him out on the ropes. And after that, I believe that Canelo just boxed him throughout the whole night. Did Canelo get tired in the 8th, 9th, 10th round, somewhere around there? Yes, he got tired. He got tired because he was doing all the work in the fight.
Is Golovkin, did he get old overnight? The Jenny Jacobs fight was a bit shaky in the minds of some people, although I thought he won. And, of course, last night, the draw with Canelo Alvarez. Now, is this 34 years starting to show in 375 amateur fights?
I don't want to blame age on it. I want to give the credit to Canelo on this.
Okay.
A faster fighter makes a fast fighter look slow. And that's where I think that Canelo's speed made Triple G's timing off. You never seen Triple G miss so many punches.
Okay. He was the superstar, the iconic figure in Mexican boxing before. There's nothing last night tarnishes that image, does it?
No, I believe it raised his stock. Last night raised Canelo's stock and dropped Triple G's stock.
Okay. You know, Triple G's people, Tom Loeffler, all due respect, talking about Fighter of the Year and things like that before the fight even happened, and he hadn't even won yet. And after 12 rounds, it's a bit of a controversial fight in that it's a draw. So these guys hook it up right away. I mean, they're probably going to try to stretch this one out to like next May to do it like around a Cinco de Mayo. But don't you think that if ever there was a fight made for November, this is it?
Yes, but I know they want to take advantage of the date as well. From the business perspective, they want a good date to do it, and Cinco de Mayo weekend would be the right weekend for this kind of fight.
But we've had super...
Who does it favor? It favors Canelo.
But we've had super fights in November before. November's been the month that they've fit super fights in, man. I mean, I think this is a perfect opportunity. We're in September now, the beginning of September. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm pushing a little bit, but I'd really like to see these guys rumble before May. Then again, May is not that far off, is it?
No, it's not. And who's the promoter on this fight?
Oscar.
Golden Oscar De La Hoya. Does Oscar want to have this fight sooner than later? No. The longer, the better for him.
All right, because theoretically and realistically, Golovkin will be a year older.
Exactly. Exactly. So De La Hoya, being the business fan that he is, let's wait till Cinco de Mayo. It's not going to help. It's not going to hurt Canelo. It's only going to help him.
What happened to Triple G's ability to cut off the ring and work the body like I was saying yesterday? Nobody does it. He probably does it the best since Roberto Duran. And you know a little bit about him, but tell me why he couldn't do that.
Sometimes it's not what you can't do. Sometimes it's what the other fighter won't allow you to do. And it was Canelo. I was really impressed with Canelo's movement. And I have to say that Canelo went to school when he fought Floyd Mayweather. And he brought that experience into this fight last night. He did a lot of moves that Mayweather does, and it helped him.
So what happened to his paint bucket feet that you were talking about?
Well, again, when you have a slow fighter and you're a little faster than him, you're the faster fighter.
But he's only 25, so we're not really teaching an old dog new tricks, are we, if he's adapting new facets to his game plan?
Everybody learns differently. And I feel that a lot of things that Canelo should have learned 3-4 years ago, he's learned now. And he learned it for last night. And sometimes fear makes you do things.
Yeah.
And what he did last night, he did those out of the fear of not getting knocked out.
He's, you know, Mayweather fought, and I'm trying to compare careers here. Mayweather fought all the guys at the right time and things like that. Canelo's sort of done the opposite. He's fighting any guys just about, you know, including Golovkin now, when he's considered in his prime, even though he's 33 or 34 years old. What I'm trying to tell you is that this guy's for real. And I never thought that Mayweather was for real. I know that you appreciated Mayweather's boxing ability, but as far as excitement was concerned, I never got the erection meter up when I watched Floyd Mayweather fight. I was never a compelling reason for me to want to watch Floyd Mayweather fight because he said he was going to knock this guy out, knock that guy out. He hadn't knocked anybody out since President Carter was president.
Yeah, but Floyd, like one thing Floyd always said, I will find a way to win. And that's what he did. He didn't say, I will find a way to knock him out.
Okay, what did you think of the con job that Floyd pulled a few weeks ago with Connor? He and Connor lit it up for some money.
Well, I thought it was a pretty good exhibition.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the $64,000 question, okay? Could Conor McGregor have won the 1979 San Francisco Golden Gloves?
No.
Why did it take you so long to say that?
Because I have to remember the year you were talking about.
The DeVocchi brothers and you, oh man, those guys were all class. All right. As far as the future is concerned, we talked about stock value. Canelo's going up. Golovkin's going down. Does Golovkin really want to wait another 7 months for this fight if he's getting old? Isn't he the guy that really wants to push this and try to get that rematch going earlier, sooner rather than later?
You know, Golovkin will wait even if it takes another year or two. You know, he's been a pretty good fighter for boxing in the past, and I don't believe he's made as much money as he deserved to make, and he's making it now.
Okay. Canelo Alvarez, when he puts his name on things, he's got the Midas touch. It turns to gold. He sponsors everything in Mexico you can imagine, okay? And, of course, the pay-per-view numbers are through the roof. Is there anybody on the horizon as far as Mexican stars are concerned that you see that are, like, superstar potential? Anybody really get your interest in up-and-coming fighters from Mexico?
I haven't been watching too many of the lighter weight classes, so I really don't know if there is some. But at the moment, I think that Canelo's the guy.
Okay, before I let you go, Chocolito got lit up like a White House Christmas tree by that Thai guy, didn't he?
He sure did. I think the problem there was he was in a weight class that he does not belong in, and he had problems dealing with a left-hander.
All right, but there's only, but tell people, 3 pounds from 112 to 115 is a lot of weight.
That's right. That could be like 10 pounds for a middleweight.
Okay, so why then, and I'll ask you this $64,000 question as well, why then is a 108-pound fighter wearing an 8-ounce glove and a 265-pound fighter wearing a 10-ounce glove if we're talking about ring safety?
Great question. I don't know the answer.
Hector Martinez, all the best. You take care of the family, man.
Take care. Thank you for having me.